see. To the phones, we'll start with Greg in Worcester, Ohio. Greg, thanks for waiting and welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Russ?
Hey, never better, sir.
Thank you. I want to say, Russ, I want to ask you a question here.
Yeah.
Why do you push so hard for this New World Order agenda when they send people to Iraq to die by the hundreds, it seems like every day, and all these Iraqis that suffered and lost their lives for this war that's unjust? And will you stand with me and take a stance and join the Resistance Manifesto against this war?
No. I am not going to join you in the defeat of the United States of America. I'm not going to join you in your distortion of what is happening in Iraq. If you're so concerned about death, will you join me in banning the automobile? If you're so concerned with death, will you join me in holding doctors accountable for poor writing? Faulty prescriptions lead to 7,000 deaths a year. If you are so concerned about death, will you join me and ban the emergency rooms where many, many people die every day? You, sir, are an embarrassment to me. You are an embarrassment to the country. You have a brain, but you don't even use it. It's a sponge for a bunch of anti-American garbage and guilt that you soak up, and then you spew it back, making yourself feel important and big and better and smarter than everybody else. When the truth is, if people like you ever end up in control of the country, we are finished! You will give it away in order to make yourself feel good that you are against death. 3,000 Americans died in 2 hours on September the 11th. You have forgotten who did it. You have forgotten that they want to continue doing it, or you don't believe it, or you think we're to blame for it, or what have you. But I'm not going to join you in any move that would ensure the defeat of the United States military.